Good morning. You're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI New York at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Coming up next, Waking Up with Juliana and King. But first, this news report. Healthcare, immigration, climate change, gun reform, these were topics which got short shrift in the Democratic presidential debate in Miami last night. On stage were 10 candidates in the second debate: Marianne Williamson, John Hickenlooper, Andrew Yang, Pete Buttigieg, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Kirsten Gillibrand, Michael Bennett, and Eric Swalwell.
This is a can-do generation.
Democratic presidential candidates were given a chance to make their case to the voters, beginning with California Representative Eric Swalwell. He said, "We can't be a forward-looking party if we look to our past for our leadership."
This is the generation that will end climate chaos. This is the generation that will solve student loan debt. And this is the generation that will say enough is enough and end gun violence.
Author Marianne Williamson regrets there wasn't more talk about how to beat Donald Trump in the debate. She says while Trump has harnessed fear for political purposes, she'll harness love for political purposes, and love will win. Meanwhile, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says the ability for one generation to do better than the next is at risk.
I believe we need to build a broad coalition of Americans to beat Donald Trump and the corruption in Washington and build a new era of American democracy and American opportunity.
Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper is against his party's turn to the left.
You don't need big government to do big things. I know that because I'm the one person up here who's actually done the big progressive things everyone else is talking about. If we turn towards socialism, we run the risk of helping to reelect the worst president in American history.
New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says women in America are on fire.
We've marched, we've organized, we've run for office, and we've won. But our rights are under attack like never before by President Trump and the Republicans who want to repeal Roe v. Wade, which is why I went to the front lines in Georgia to fight for them. As president, I will take on the fights that no one else will. I stood up to the Pentagon and repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I've stood up to the banks and voted against the bailout twice. I've stood up to Trump more than any other senator in the U.S. Senate.
Gillibrand says we need a president who will take on the big challenges even if she stands alone. Former tech executive Andrew Yang says the right question is who will beat Donald Trump in 2020.
And the right candidate to beat Donald Trump will be solving the problems that got Donald Trump elected and will have a vision of a trickle-up economy that is already drawing thousands of disaffected Trump voters, conservatives, independents, and libertarians, as well as Democrats and progressives.
We need a nominee who has the ability to prosecute the case against four more years of Donald Trump, and I will do that.
California Senator Kamala Harris.
This election is about you. This is about your hopes and your dreams and your fears and what wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
37-year-old former military officer Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
I've had the experience of writing a letter to my family, putting it in an envelope marked just in case, and leaving it where they would know where to find it in case I didn't come back from Afghanistan. I have the experience of being in a marriage that exists by the grace of a single vote on the U.S. Supreme Court. I have the experience of guiding a community where the per capita income was below $20,000 when I took office into a brighter future.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders wants to know how come nothing changes.
How come for the last 45 years wages have been stagnant for the middle class? How come we have the highest rate of childhood poverty? How come 45 million people still have student debt? How come three people own more wealth than the bottom half of America? And here is the answer. Nothing will change unless we have the guts to take on Wall Street, the insurance industry, the pharmaceutical industry, the military-industrial complex, and the fossil fuel industry.
Joe Biden says it's important to restore the soul of America.
This president has ripped it out. It's the only president in our history who has equated racist and white supremacist with ordinary and decent people. He's the only president who has engaged and embraced dictators and thumbed their nose at our allies.
While the first round of debates are now over, candidates will focus on attracting donors and reaching polling thresholds to qualify for subsequent debates. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.